540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. President Biden says more firefighters and other resources will be sent to Canada to help the country fight hundreds of wildfires. CBS News correspondent Tom Foti reports.
President Biden says U.S. firefighting help will be increased.
We already have 600 American firefighters on the ground and been there for a while in Canada, including hotshots and the smoke jumper crews.
And Mr. Biden says he's promised Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau that additional U.S. resources will be sent north to help.
The smoke is bringing air quality issues to multiple states in the east.
Forecasters say two separate weather systems are pushing the smoke south. Philadelphia is currently under an air quality alert, which means the air is considered unhealthy to breathe.
Philadelphia, please take good care of yourselves and look out for each other.
The air so thick, U.S. health officials advise staying indoors as much as possible.
You got to be outside. For some people, wearing a mask can be helpful to help filter out this smoke around them.
And all this haze is making it tough on air travel. Poor visibility has forced the FAA to slow flights in the Northeast, causing hundreds of delays and some cancellations.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn reporting. The main suspect in the Natalie Holloway disappearance case, Yoron Vandersloot, is now in Birmingham, Alabama, after he was extradited from Peru. Correspondent Janet Shamlian.
He is being extradited to face federal charges of wire fraud and extortion. He approached Beth Holloway, Natalie's mom, and tried to extort some $250,000 from her, in exchange for which he promised to tell her information about what happened to Natalie and where Natalie's body could be found.
Police say a man stabbed four young children and two adults in a park in France. Prosecutor Lynn Bonnier.
We have launched a criminal investigation into this massacre. The person in question is arrested and in the police station, and there doesn't seem to be any kind of terrorist motivation.
Our views on tipping are changing.
Two-thirds of Americans now have a dim view of tipping, with most of us tipping less because of inflation and economic concerns. That's according to a survey from Bankrate, which found hairstylists and barbers suffering the biggest decline in tipping, down about 13% over the past year. Tips to restaurant and food delivery workers are down nearly 10%.
On Wall Street, the closing bell brought gains and a bull market now that stocks have risen 20% since their lows in October. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. While the impact of a Milwaukee Office of Violence Prevention remains to be seen, another local community is going ahead with the idea. The city of Racine has been awarded $1.5 million grant from state taxpayers to address violence. The funding will support the start of a citywide Office of Violence Prevention. Body camera footage recently released provides a glimpse of the chaotic situation faced by Kenosha police back in December. It was during a shootout at a home near the courthouse. Following an investigation, it was determined that police did not engage in any wrongdoing during the incident, in which Matthew Lopez shot himself. The Waukesha Police Department says 76-year-old Gerald Kutchler failed to stop at a red light, leading to a fatal crash in which he died over the weekend in Waukesha. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. I am suffering.
Are you suffering?
I'm suffering. Okay, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Ready? Happy birthday to you.
You do not have to sing the whole song, Danielle. And I think Anastasia, thank you. That was very nice of you.
You gave it away already. I did?
Yeah. Well, you say it's your birthday as the intro song, so I appreciate that. Very nice of you. Yes, I turned 42 today.
42 years young.
Plus 10.
Oh, fun.
And I'm suffering from jet lag like I'm not sure I ever have before, but that is because I just got back from South Africa. Just flew back from South Africa the day before yesterday.
I came back on Sunday. Fantastic.
That is a 36-hour flight.
No.
I'm telling you, though, if you haven't had a chance to hunt South Africa, and you know the crazy part about it is you can get over to South Africa and hunt there for like pennies on the dollar. It's about half as expensive, maybe a third as expensive, to go to Africa and hunt the Plains Games animals, hartebeest, eland, Nyala. We were at Johnny Fetting Safaris, and he does just an incredible job. And you're in the mountainous regions, the Plains Games animals, kudu. The kudu in the Eastern Cape are just absolutely incredible.
So wait, the Plains Games?
The Plains Game.
The Plains Game. Oh.
Yes.
Nothing I ever think about.
Well, the Plains Games, almost all these animals are antelope. They're a type of antelope. Eland, you know, kudu, blessed buck. All of those are all antelope, like real antelope. Antelope we have in the United States are pronghorned antelope. Yep. They're their own species, actually. Oh. We just call them antelope. But the actual antelope in South Africa are incredible. Everything from these massive, massive eland right down to the little duikers, which are these little teeny deer-looking things with little spikes on them. They're so cool.
So I remember seeing one with the – I'm going to show everybody on camera, too, but – this one is the one that intrigued me. What is that?
That is a red hartebeest.
Red?
And it kind of, their horns look like a heart. And what you can't tell from that picture is at the top where it looks like they're going up, they're actually going straight back.
They're going back?
Straight back, like Mercury, you know, the god Mercury on the shoes. That's what those look like in person. And water, I hunted a water buck there. And that's like a 1,000-pound giant antelope with massive horns that go forward. Had the time of my life, was there with my college roommate Matt, his wife, his daughter, her husband, my friend Jim Burnclaw. I had a bunch of hunting buddies that I've been friends with for decades, and it was just an absolute dream come true. So I'm still running on the high of coming back from Africa. We hung out.
Wait, so what did you shoot all these animals with?
We were.
Did you bring your own guns over that they supply?
No, I don't bring my gun to South Africa because what I have learned, and I think we told the story of what happened in Ethiopia when I came back and they found a bullet in my check bag.
No.
Yeah, they found a bullet in my check bag in Ethiopia and pulled me off the plane and almost threw me in an Ethiopian jail, which was.
What?
I don't wish that on my worst enemy. That was one of the scariest events of my life. But I tripped and fell at the time, and I grabbed my backpack, and I think they thought I was having a heart attack and thought, oh my gosh, we're about to kill an American. So all of a sudden, they were really nice to me and put me back on the plane. Guys, you're going to hear some laughing in the background at our hilarious stories because Josh Parent with Whitetail Design Build and his buddy Brad Scher are here in the studio with us. And I'm really excited because the reason you guys are here is because it is not too early to start thinking about that whitetail territory that you have, is it?
No, it's actually kind of getting somewhat late. I mean,
we're not officially in summer.
Well, the way my brain goes is you have 12 months out of the year and 3 months hunting season, 9 months habitat season. There's something you can do every month of the year, if you will, and you kind of got to, you know, when you have a lot to do on your property, you kind of got to dedicate time every single month to just kind of stay on track. Otherwise, you try to jam everything into August, and all of a sudden, you wind up like a dog chasing his tail towards the end of habitat season.
So, you know what? I hear what you're saying.
Trust me, I've been there.
You know? I hear what you're saying, but let's be fair. Yep. There are guys who are into it. Now, you take a guy like me and say, well, Joel's really into hunting. I am really into hunting.
Yes.
It consumes my life.
Yep.
I don't drink. Food is my favorite dish, which is one of the reasons I hunt as much as I do. Yep. But you don't have to be the guy who is absolutely all you think of is food plotting and habitat and all that stuff. There are degrees of doing it, right? So,
absolutely.
So if I'm out there right now and let's say I care about deer hunting.
Yep.
I care about whitetail hunting with a bow. Yep. So I want to create a habitat on some property I'm working and managing.
Yep.
But I also don't have a ton of time to put into it. What should I be doing now?
I mean, there's real simple things you can do, like, you know, mock scrapes for every stand site, for example, if you will. Those are pieces of the puzzle, if you will. You know, food plots are obviously a big ticket item, but they're the strongest improvement there is as far as dictating how deer use your property, if you
will. What type of food plot? Like, what am I planting right now?
Pretty much just, I mean, well, nothing now. Now it's just prep.
Getting it ready?
We're in pre-food plotting.
Yeah. But we're in, you know, I do a lot of no-till planting. So typically, like, I start spraying. I just typically spray 3 times per year. I spray early May. I spray again around mid-June, if you will, and then typically incorporate a buckwheat planting early July and then plant my fall plots, you know, late July into August, if you will. And like I said, those are a big ticket item, if you will. But something as simple as setting up a mock scrape by each and one of your stand sites are very cheap, pennies on the dollar, easy to do.
If you're listening right now, I'm just going to come right out there and say it as plainly as I can. What's happening today, Josh is here, and he's essentially getting a free commercial.
What that means to
you out there as a deer hunter, if you care about whitetails, you can call this number and ask him a question directly and get free advice from him right now.
Yeah.
So it's a two-way street,
844-967-2789. How do you not remember
I don't
this,
remember
Joel?
The number ever. You know why? It's the damn 3x7 phone. It's the phones, the 3-inch by 7-inch phones. We don't have to memorize things anymore.
I had the same thing.
We don't have to. When I was growing up, before you were born, Danielle, we had to memorize the numbers of every one of our friends and our home and emergency contacts.
So you should be a pro at this. This should be
if they were nice, if you had good parents who were actually let you do stuff once in a while, they'd drop you off downtown Waukesha at the games and stuff with like 7 quarters. And then they'd say, we're picking you up at this time on this corner. And if you weren't at that time at that corner, you sat
walking
and froze
home.
Your ass off. And that was all there was to it. That was it. So now you don't have to memorize numbers. 844-967-2789, raised in Wisco. Give these guys a call. We've got the experts in the studio. And for those of us who are obsessed, we're doing things every single month to get prepped for the season. Now, I'm going to make a confession. I love whitetail hunting. I do love it. I do love it, but I love waterfowl hunting.
You know,
I
get to
work
on
I work for the Fowl Life. I get to do stuff, you know, with Chad Belding's coming into town in a couple weeks, and I get to be part of something that to me really drives me. And that's when it comes to bird hunting, scouting. That is your food plotting. Your food plotting is scouting. When it comes to whitetail, your food plotting, your habitat restoration, when you're putting up cameras, where you're walking in, when you're walking in, wind conditions, that all fits into it. You know, we've had Paul House on the show a few times. Mm-hmm. He's an avid, excellent whitetail hunter. But I think something that important that Josh said is that right now is kind of the time to start thinking about it if you haven't. Not necessarily late, but if you want to be a serious guy, get on the ball right now.
Yeah. So to be a serious guy, when should I have started? Obviously, like once the season ends, you got to start thinking about it right away. But like for somebody like me or Joel, should I start in February? Like,
and it all depends on your situation. I mean, every property is different. You know, every property owner's goals are different, if you will. But, you know, it all depends on how much you have to do on your property initially, if you will. If you have a lot of work, then, yeah, pretty much, you know, starting in February, if you will, you know, January, as far as, you know, perhaps laying out food plot locations to be cleared in the spring, if you will. Mm-hmm. If those are in place, then it's more of connecting the dots with travel corridors, mock scrapes, water holes when appropriate, if you will. You know, it's like I said, that it all depends on your situation, and every property is different. Every landowner is different. So it's always it's the same concepts on every property, but the way they're applied is totally different.
Go ahead, Danny.
And I saw on Facebook when I think property, I think 40 plus acres. Like, I feel like to be a good whitetail hunter, I need to have massive land. But I saw on your post.
I don't think that's true.
But I saw on your post that it was like you had a 12 acre property you did this for somebody.
Yep.
It was just, you were just killing it, crushing it, doing everything that they need for them. And it was only a 12 acre property.
Yeah. And I mean, the smallest ones I've ever worked on is 10 all the way up to 300 acres, if you will. And I've seen 10 acre properties hunt better than 80 acre properties. I mean, Brad's property, for example,
that we did a bunch of work. It's location.
But a lot of it's just how it's hunted, if you will. The best property out there that's laid out in a correct habitat improvement standpoint, if it's hunted sloppily, you're not going to get a good return on your investment. For example, property that I did a bunch of work on for Brad, if you will, you guys have been killing bucks 130 to 150 inches every single year on 10 acres.
Come on. Yeah.
10 acres?
On 10 acres.
Dang.
Well, talk to me about water sources. I think that's something that's often really ignored when it comes to people setting up a property.
Oh, and I got a take question for that one, too.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and that's the end-all debate. You know, are actual ponds important, if you will, as far as habitat goes? I mean, I'm not going to say they're a bad thing by no means, but you could get a lot more return on your investment just by simply burying 110-gallon, 150-gallon Rubbermaid tote, you know, or
how do you keep it open in the winter?
And the thing of it is, you know, those are hot spots for, you know, rut, late October, early November, if you will. If you're doing things correctly, wintertime, your tag is filled, if you will. You know, so at the end of the day, you know, it's not as critical, if you will. You know, and even the bigger ponds are going to freeze over in the winter, but it's, you know, during season, if you will, most of everything that I plant is lush and green. So a lot of, you know, like brassica, it's like 90% moisture content. You know, a lot of what the deer need from a moisture content can get satisfied just through your plantings, if you will.
Yeah, sure. Think about that one.
Well, I think that that's kind of an area that a lot of people, they may have a fantastic piece of land with no water on it.
Yep.
And all of a sudden they bring water into that scenario, and then they've got the trifecta because they might have some marsh or some bedding.
Yep.
They might be on the corner of tillable, and boom, we're done with the first segment of the show. And I'm going to be selfish today because it is my birthday. My family is here. They're listening to the show out in the lobby right now. I'm going to drag my daughters in against their will because they have to do what I ask only on my birthday. Now, the rest of the 364 days, they don't listen to me at all. But today they will. And we're going to get to this break, and we're going to talk about this Jamoke Brawl along with you over here, Brad Scher, and see what he's all about. He looks more like Duck Commander of the Fowl Life to me, I'll be honest with you. But you're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clavish, Danielle Fairman. Going to say hi to our good friends, the Kennedys.
Hello.
When we come back, I got a quote that Robin gave me for my birthday. It's pretty cool. Raised in Wisco, we'll be right back.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This Sunday is the Black-owned Summer Marketplace hosted by MKE Black Incorporated. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. This event will be downtown in the Deer District from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies tonight with lows around 47. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 80. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 61, chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
this summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Well, we're back. Raising Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. Now, not exactly sure what that music was bringing us in from break, but maybe it was there, maybe it wasn't. You're listening to the show that is all about Wisconsin and the great outdoors of Wisconsin and making sure you get out there and participate in, because we have got some of the best natural resource conservation in the entire country. Just got back myself from South Africa, which is completely amazing in its own right. There's no question. I mean, it's life-changing to go to a place that's got, you know, you go into Wisconsin's woods, you're really fortunate if you see one species, two species, or three species a day. And when you go to South Africa, you're going to see on average 15 to 20 species a day, which is incredible. But it's still, you know, I came back, and the first day back yesterday, I looked out over my backyard and saw a pond and saw different ducks coming in and geese coming in and saw some whitetail fawns running around. And this state has so much to offer.
It does.
And that's one of the cool things about having Whitetail Design Build in the studio with us today. Josh Parent and Brad Scher are here. And I think what you guys understand about hunting and about whitetail hunting is creating that environment that's going to make you a successful whitetail hunter. We have always, it's always been in Wisconsin. Yeah, you guys going up north. We're going up north to count down some deer hunting up north.
The 30-point buck.
But the reality of it is Southeast Wisconsin has got some of the best hunting, not only in the state, but in the country, in the world, really. Brad, Josh told us before the break that you are getting into 130, 150-inch deer almost every year, if not every year.
On your little 10-acre property.
On a 10-acre property. How on earth is that happening?
Yep. So, you know, we did get lucky. We got a great piece of property that we got about 6 years ago. We started doing a little management on it, just me and my dad, and we're going, you know, we can do better, right? There's bigger bucks here. We're getting them late in the season. We're getting them during those months where we have the bucks cruising through. So we kind of sat down. I got with Josh.
Are cruising bucks running bucks? That's a question I get, and I don't know the answer to that. And is the answer really sometimes?
Sometimes they are. Sometimes it's just that.
Don't they always cruise, though? Don't you have just pass-through properties? Like the one I hunt? Like, will they just pass through, go to their bedding, go to their feeding?
Yep.
Like, don't, aren't they all?
Yeah, just, but they're not, yep. They're going to be passing through a lot more during the rut because they're looking.
Yep. Yep. True. Yep. So, very like, true. Very
the
true.
The property we got holds a lot of does in a small parcel.
Okay.
So we're getting them neighborhood bucks to come through there bedding on the neighbor's property. We're holding that food source close up to us, getting them does to bed in closer to us, which is drawing them bigger bucks into us earlier now. With the habitat improvements Josh brought in, we're getting better daylight pictures of these bucks coming in. Ooh. Earlier in the season. My son, 11 years old, second year out hunting. This year he shot 125 inch pointer for his starting buck.
That's awesome.
Man.
You know, it was the best awesome. Best feeling in I had as a father, watching him stick that buck.
I tell people all the time, it was amazing. I enjoy taking people, watching them succeed at hunting more than pulling the trigger myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, during the break, you guys brought up a subject, and I said, wait, don't talk about it yet, because the first time you talk about it, it's always the best time. You talked about the corridor, the path of least resistance. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, so we were talking, you know, just looking at the whitetail. Josh brought this to my attention. I've been hunting since I was, you know, 7 years old, starting with rabbits and everything, working my way into deer once I got old enough. But Josh goes, you got to think of it like this. He goes, that deer is no different than you. They're lazy. They want to get from point A to point B.
Are you calling me lazy?
Well, I'm just
Brad,
taking assumptions.
Brad, are you calling me lazy? Because you hit that right on the head.
It's his birthday.
I am
come
not
on,
a purist.
I met some of the guys
if
you go
we
goose
drive in
with
the truck and the deer is going to stand there long enough, I'm getting out of the truck, uncasing the gun, and taking a shot, okay? Listen, I'm just saying it how it is.
No, that's exactly it. Where they want to go through that path of least resistance and building them corridors, linking all the different key areas together, your mock scrapes, your water holes, leading into your food plots, your bedding areas.
People call them pinch points. Some exactly. people say pinch points. I think one of the tough things to do is to actually figure out where those points are, where those travel mm-hmm. corridors are. What is that where cameras come in?
Yep, so you're going to have your cameras over those areas bringing in. I mean, when you're setting up there, it's real key on how you're getting to those pinch points or that access.
What about these cameras? Are you guys dead set on cell cameras where it sends pictures to your phones? Or do you still go back in the woods and check your...
We both use a variety of different cameras, okay. depending on what the property is. I mean, the less human scent you can get on yep. there during the time, better off we are, right? You're keeping them deer hidden. You're keeping them... used to what they're used to during the time.
You're not putting them on alert when they don't have to be on alert.
Exactly.
So, like, I use a lot of, you know, I use both cell cameras and cameras that I physically got to check, for example. But then, you know, the cell cameras are great, you know, have them on food plots, fuel, because I don't spend a lot of time by food plots, period. But then cell, you know, but when I'm starting to get pictures of bucks I want to kill on food plots, then I know in my head that they're using all them other habitat improvements that I've incorporated into design. So then I know if a buck's showing up at this food plot right at dark, he's coming past stand 7 half hour before dark. I need a north wind for stand 7, and I get that wind, and I go in there, and it's last 10 years I've killed my 9 best bucks in the past 10 years, jeez. If you will, by not hunting as much as possible, but just hunting when the conditions are right and knowing how the deer
use the
property.
You know how much I hear that from people?
What's that?
I hear that so often. Look, you want to kill a big buck, don't hunt it every day from the same stand.
Yep.
Know when the wind is exactly right and have patience. But I think that... I tell people that, you know, this turkey season just closed. I killed 8 turkeys with people. Yes. And people say, oh, well, you know, what's the key? Is it your decoy spread? What type of calling are you using? When are you clucking versus when are you yelling at them? When are you yelping? And the bottom line is the number one thing that kills turkeys is patience. Yep. And I think that that goes across the board with any species you're hunting. We got to go to break already.
Oh, geez.
But I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk today about the A-Team Adventure Series, which was spawned as an idea really kind of from this show and from the outdoor work that Danielle and I do. And we're working with the A-Team, and that's getting diversely abled folks out in the outdoors. Robin Kennedy gave me a quote today, the most ordinary things can be made extraordinary simply by doing them with the right people.
Aww.
And that is a key to finding the right people. Ted Nugent, take us to the ring. You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Haze over the Northeast is keeping millions of people indoors. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney.
Out of an abundance of caution, the city has directed non-emergency personnel to avoid working outdoors today.
The Supreme Court today ruled that a Republican-created congressional district map violates the Voting Rights Act in Alabama. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says Chief Justice John Roberts voted with the majority.
What he really said today is that Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act that guards against vote dilution, among other things, on the basis of race, still has teeth. That still has a place in our country.
You might actually want to look at your 401k balance now, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Today, the S&P 500 ended its longest bear market since the 1940s and may be on its way to start a new bull run.
And this just in, former President Trump has just posted on his Truth Social site that he's been informed by the Biden administration that he's been indicted. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The fiscal concerns of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County have been addressed, and other communities are getting more money. Governor Tony Evers has announced a tentative agreement with Republican leaders on shared revenue, which includes significant funding on allocations. The compromise involves over $1 billion for K-12 education, $30 million for school-based mental health services, and a 20% increase in support for local communities statewide. The conversion of Brady Street in Milwaukee into a pedestrian mall was debated during a city committee meeting this week. Some in attendance favored the idea of eliminating vehicles from a section of Brady Street. Others did have questions about the practical aspects of implementing the plan. Police in Menominee Falls say changes to the July 3rd Independence Day parade will limit the time spectators can secure their spots for 2.5 hours instead of the previous 24 hours. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's east side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Damaged goods, I'm complicated. Sure do know how to tell a lie.
Welcome back, everybody, to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. Ooh, I'm jet lagged.
You're jet lagged. Is it kicking in?
It is kicking
in. And you
my
just had a fantastic dinner with your family?
Had a great dinner tonight with my family. We're at Bryant's on the Round, scallops. And they've got this like crab rangoon dip stuff and risotto and this amazing hamburger. He did have a soup that he debuted today, which was kind of fascinating to me. It's it was like along the lines of a cold potato soup, like vichyssoise or gazpacho, a cold soup, but it was avocado based.
Oh,
it was actually with avocado tasted right now. Really good, but I couldn't get past the fact that it was cold. It was very weird to me. I just love all food's my favorite dish, which reminds me. So I was in, and you guys, and we got Josh Parent and Brad Scher in the studio with us from Whitetail Design Build, and we've been sharing some really awesome tips and keys as to how to food plot, how to get your place ready for the whitetail season. But I'm going to regress for a minute. We hunted Egyptian geese. Aha,
there it is. That's what I've been waiting for.
What have you, what you've been waiting for about
I see, like, just like you, I like to talk more about waterfowl because I suck at deer hunting. I suck at it, like horribly, really suck at it. But I love waterfowl hunting.
Yeah, we can get you way better than what
that, like, see, that's I really problem. Suck at it.
It's not a coincidence. So, yes, I may be one of the most top 10 funny people in the entire state of Wisconsin. But that's like whitetail hunting. Only the top 10% kill the biggest deer. And there's a reason for that. It is not coincidence. It's because they're good at what they do. You know, Paul, do you guys know Paul House? Big, the guy shoots a 130 to 180 inch buck every year.
Yeah.
And it is not a coincidence that those people do that. So we're in South Africa. Now, waterfowl hunting in South Africa is not a thing.
Oh.
It is not a thing, but they've got these Egyptian geese all over the place feeding on alfalfa fields, feeding on grass fields.
And now these Egyptian geese are not the geese, the Canadian geese that we have here. Nothing looks exactly the same. They look like big.
They almost look like a type of duck, like a big. What do they kind of look like? Maybe a mix of a wood duck, kind of. They've got brown and green and white and
more like
black.
Like a redhead, but fluffy.
Yeah, fluffier, bigger. So they don't use layout blinds.
Hmm.
They don't. They stick a blind, like a stick blind, in the middle of a field. They put
like tarp around that. Yeah, I'm like, what is that tarp is there for?
They put like. 10 decoys out of speckle belly geese. They're not even putting out decoys of Egyptian geese. And I actually brought 24 decoys with us, the silhouette decoys. And we put those out and it like doubled his decoy amount because the guy who runs is a guy named Diafon, great guy. He speaks Afrikaans as his first language. And he's a riot. To try to describe him, he's like Santa Claus looking with a brown beard with a South African Afrikaans accent. So it's very, put out the decoys over there. It's so fun because unlike here, the geese that are coming in are absolutely clueless. In Wisconsin, the geese are so tough because they're completely educated. They know. They fly over, they're like, that's not moving.
Yeah.
What's going over there?
That has a scratch on its forehead.
And they don't have any rules about like electronic calling or anything. So last time I was there, I was like, you should have a caller. He's like, oh, I don't know. This time we had electronic calls, map, 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 these geese.
What?
And they suckered. And they were coming in and absolutely finishing right in our faces. It was awesome. And we're getting 10 yard shots on them. Ethical kill. We shot 23. Three of us shot 23 Egyptian geese, and they're just beautiful geese. And of course, over there, they don't eat them. They're like, geese, gross. That's disgusting. Well, come on. 90% of the people in Wisconsin say Canada geese are disgusting.
This is true. This is very true.
Until they eat the ones we cook.
It is.
And I brought provider spices along with me to South Africa. And I cooked these things. I put them in a Chardonnay. I made them in a Chardonnay reduction.
Ooh.
And in the crock pot, but only for a couple hours just to get them a little more tender because I didn't have the sous vide along. You know how much I love the sous vide.
Love the sous vide.
So I cooked them in this Chardonnay sauce and I added some of the provider seasonings, the Sonora seasoning to that. And then I added just a little bit of balsamic vinegar, lemon juice, some garlic. And this... oh my gosh. It was absolutely like a delicacy. You guys like eating waterfowl?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I always had, you know, geese growing up and wood ducks and mallards. And
wood ducks are the best.
I thought they were good growing up. Some people don't like them, but I always have.
I think a lot of it's in the prep. And a lot, I mean, people who eat the goose that I make, they're like, this is the best shredded beef I've ever had. And I'm like, yeah, it's Sky Carp. So, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy that. Yeah. But that was such a, it was such a great thing to be able to, and all the guides out there, you know, they call them PHs, which stands for professional hunter, which I just think is goofy. So I call them guides, just like in the United States. The outfitters and guides are eating the stuff and they're going, holy cow, this is unbelievable. And I look them right in the face. Do you think it's a coincidence that I am this fat? It is not a coincidence. It is because I love to eat, and all we eat is wild game. And if you know how to cook it, oh, man.
That's so now you got them hooked on Provide a Life lifestyle seasonings? Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you, everything that you cook, every antelope. So cervids, which we hunt in the United States. We hunt almost all cervids, right? Moose, elk, deer, they're all cervids. Antelopes are not cervids.
What the heck is a cervid?
Well, it's a cervid is a there are definitions for it specifically, but it's hooved. It's a type of so you got genus, family, species. So it's a genus or a family, and it's moose, it's deer, it's mule deer, white-tailed deer, coos deer, elk. It's, you know, all the North American species basically of antlered animals. And antlers are different than horns.
Yep.
Antlers fall off every year, horns grow from birth until death. So antelope do not have the same thing in their meat, in the pH of their meat, that cervids had. So they don't have that, what we call as a gamey taste to it. So when we make cervids here, a lot of times you have to work to make sure that that gamey taste isn't part of what you serve. But the antelopes, I mean, that tastes like Wagyu beef. I mean, it's
never
almost,
have I ever.
Almost as good as Two Sleep Cattle Company beef. Oh, I'm just saying. Two Sleep Cattle Company beef is fantastic. Our buddy John then owns that. The products are fantastic. But I'm telling you, the meat that we make over there, they don't have a gamey taste. So when you shoot goose there, it has that, it can have that gamey taste to it, right? So what we did, you use an acid to break that down. And I know that this outdoor show ends up being a cooking show a lot of times, which I have no problem with, because one of the things we stand for and talk about is the fact that in Wisconsin, if you're going to kill something, eat it.
Yes.
First of all,
100%.
Provide for your family. And secondly, you're not going to get a more organic source. I see you nodding your head over there, Brad, because you're not going to get a more organic source of protein than in the water and woods of Wisconsin.
No, that is 100% true. So I got a brother-in-law from Nigeria, right? This is his first time eating wild game. I gave him some venison, and he's like, I don't know about this, right? Oh. He calls me last week. He goes, Brad, I need more of that venison. Can we go get more from the butcher store? I said,
I said, buddy, you got to
wait till I shoot another one. But I said, I still got a couple roasts left that would get you when you get back up here. So, I mean, that turned him over. He's like, this stuff is the best, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's all about how you prepare it, like Joel was saying before.
Oh, yeah. My whole family is a non-hunting, non-fishing family. Like, nobody does. So Bill's the one that got me into it. And my sister would not, for the life of her, eat anything in our house. Not a thing. She's like, this is going to be something wild from the woods. This is going to be... She saw an egg hatching one time, and now that just changed her. But she'll buy meat from the store.
Oh, but they're so tender when they're young.
Oh, God.
Is that it? Well, that's no
that's
different.
That's a joke. For anybody who's going to come after me, that was a joke.
But no.
That was a joke.
Yeah, no, that's no different.
Oh, Lordy. Good thing it's your birthday.
Okay, I'm still jet-lagged, I told you.
Yeah, being a guy that eats a lot of venison through the year, my kids... You hand them a beef, good beef steak, and they're like, Dad, this doesn't taste right. They're so used to eating that wild game.
Good.
And that's what they're all about.
I'm with you.
They'll take that venison backstrap or roast over.
You go eat a steak that's been sitting in a grocery store for a week, and prior to that, it was sitting in a warehouse for a week, and it was frozen for 2 weeks.
Yep.
There's no flavor to it.
It looks so different.
It looks so different.
Yep.
Yeah, that is something that's really important. And I have to tell you, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, my wife did not eat wild game, period.
At all?
Nothing. She did not eat wild game. And now it's all we eat is wild game because I prepare it in a way that runs the gamut from people who have very, very simple palates mm-hmm. and they want to eat something that tastes like shredded beef all the way to, you know, honey glazed, rubbed wild boar roast and anything in between. And when you're eating organic and you eat organic over time, you start to actually crave the flavor that's there that doesn't exist in most store purchased meat. Absolutely. Not all. But most store purchased meat doesn't have that. And I love store purchased meat. Don't get me wrong. I love the farming industry.
Yep.
It's fantastic. But if you know how to prepare wild game, you're going to have a meal that people are going to, at the end of it, say, I cannot believe this. I don't want to eat other things than this. And I'm not a trained chef or a cook. I'm not. And that's all we eat in our house is wild game now. And now it's funny because I'll go to the freezer and my wife and I'll say, yeah, I know so-and-so's coming over. I'm going to give him a roast. She'll be like, don't give away all the goose. And I said to myself, wait a minute.
Who are you?
Nobody says don't give away the goose.
She's looking at it. She's yelling at you.
She's yelling at me from the other room saying, I don't talk like that. No, she doesn't talk like that. You're welcome to come in here, honey, into the studio and talk. We'd love to hear you. She says, let me do it. Don't give away all the goose.
Aww.
Is that how you talk? Is that better? She's not
a little bit better.
She said, honey, sweetheart, don't give away all the goose, please. It's delicious.
Or you should have to go hunting more, right?
I just want to make sure that you're not giving away all the gooses that you have in the freezer.
The gooses.
She doesn't talk like that either.
I feel like you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
I might be.
If looks could kill.
Oh, talking about waterfowl, she might have just flown a bird our direction. I'm not sure. Actually, she gave me one of the most awesome gifts I could ever imagine today.
Oh, what is it?
Well, she got me the hardcover edition of the Boone and Crockett record book.
Oh, she knows
and
you.
Now she's pantomiming through the glass again. Oh, yeah. She cricketed me a lunch bag with the provider on it. But then she also, she loves the cricket. I call it the grasshopper. So it's this thing that you can make, you know, you put words on and stuff and they think it's cool. But it turned out perfect. It's really good. But she gave me the Boone and Crockett edition, the hardcover edition of the Boone and Crockett records. And I have an all-time antelope that's in that edition that I shot with my bow.
Which is Wyoming? Even
really weird. 2018 in South Dakota. Camp Cook, South Dakota.
Just kidding.
Fantastic going out there to do that. But she gave me that. But the gift she gave me that was even better. Anastasia, are you ready for this? Anastasia's
riveted.
You're riveted, aren't you, by this?
So riveted.
She told me she's going to help put together a plan to allow some of the mounts from my hunts in the basement.
In the basement? Outside of the man cave?
Yes.
But
because
I feel
the man
like,
cave has run out of room, Danielle.
Feel like you can't. I'm sorry. You got to get rid of that
Honey,
wall
why
or
don't
something.
You come in here and get on the microphone instead of pantomiming through the glass? What? I didn't hear you.
You're losing listeners?
I probably am. Let me tell you why we're losing listeners right now, because everybody loves my wife way more than
because
me.
Making up voices for me. Telling dumb stories about the cricket.
I love the cricket.
The cricket's fantastic.
Beautiful things for Violet's cheer.
Oh, we gotta
go
to
Vichy
break.
Swaz is cold too. Oh man, we're at break.
Why did we always happen to us?
That was so fun. Hey, listen. Hang around. We're gonna do half a segment with you guys, and we're gonna trade off to my daughters. You're listening to Raising Wisco. We got Josh Perrin, Brett Scheer here with us with Wisconsin Whitetail Design Build. We'll be right back on Raising Wisco.
Cause someone else would have walked away.
This Sunday is the Black-owned Summer Marketplace hosted by MKE Black Incorporated. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. This event will be downtown in the Deer District from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 47 tonight, under clear skies, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Partly cloudy Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 61, chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
If I can make a living from walking in the woods, you can bet I'd be sitting pretty good.
Brian Hunt fishing. Love it every day. That is what it's about to live in the great state of Wisconsin. And that is also what it's about to listen to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. Hey, Danielle, first of all, thank you very much for filling in for me and covering for me while I was in South Africa. That was awesome. And I heard back from everybody that you did a great job.
Thank you, Robin Kennedy.
Said you were amazing at the golf outing.
That was definitely, I found out that I'm not meant to be an auctioneer.
See, I disagree. I don't think so. I think she thought you were better than I did.
No, baloney. Do you know how many times I put the mic down?
It kind of seemed like she wanted you back instead of me. So
I put the mic down. I'm like, what number am I at? I don't know what number I'm at.
You know what? That's okay. That just goes to show you that auctioneering is actually a skill.
It is definitely a skill that I do not have.
Josh but, you know, Parent and Brad Scher are here from Whitetail Design Build.
Yes.
You guys, right now, I'm going to ask you the last thing we're going to talk about today. If you're out there and you are clueless, but you'd like to hunt deer on your property, what do you need to do?
I mean, the biggest thing that I try to tell people is look at how the deer use the property and how we can enhance how the deer naturally use the property. We're not going to put a square peg in a round hole, but so many people set up stands because there's a trail here and X, Y, and Z. It's your property. You can dictate how they use that property with a well-thought-out habitat improvement plan, even if you don't want to hire somebody to construct that plan. I always tell people, draw out your improvements on a piece of paper and make sure that you can hunt that property and keep that property, keep the deer ignorant of the fact that they're being hunted.
Yep.
And that's the biggest mistake people make, is just overpressuring their land.
Fooling Mother Nature gets a lot harder when Mother Nature knows.
Yeah. And when people want to focus on the older bucks, you got to remember.
How do they get a hold of you?
How do they get a hold of me? Right now, either Facebook, Instagram. Otherwise, you can send me email at whitetaildesignbuild@gmail.com.
WDB. Yep. Guys, thanks so much for coming in today.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We're talking about the A-Team Adventure Series with my daughters today for a little bit. But
very excited to have them on the radio.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to have these two guys back, though. They were awesome. They were excellent. Really knew their stuff, too. So
Brad fell at work. He's a safety guy at my
one of my job sites. I heard you in the middle of the break trying to steal glasses from him. So it doesn't. Hey, Violet.
Oh, hello.
Violet is here. My daughter, Violet, and my daughter, Ella Rose. Ella Rose, I'm sorry. I have to say it. You guys have to check out the Sun Prairie Civic Theater. They're doing a Broadway version of Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella?
The Broadway musical. And Ella Rose was cast as Cinderella and her boyfriend, Gabe Hanna, who... on occasion we like better than our... No, I'm just kidding, honey. We just like... We like him.
Dad, this is not what we came on the radio show for.
We love Gabe, and Gabe was cast as Prince Charming.
That's
so, come on.
Too perfect.
Really?
That's going to be the... Oh, I have to go say... I don't think I've ever... I've been to one place.
Gabe's actually here. Hi, one. Gabe. Gabe's in the lobby waving through the glass. Yes, at least he's not yelling at me like Becky was.
He's incredibly exciting.
So that's good. And my mom is here on my birthday. My 70... How old? 78-year-old mom?
Oh, good job, Dad.
I lose track. She said more or less.
She's 60.
She dresses 60. Like she's like a 30-year-old from
45,
the 60s right
you
now.
Guys.
Jeez. She acts 45. I want to talk about... Some of the things, when people talk about the outdoors of Wisconsin, a lot of times we on this show focus on hunting, fishing, and eating what you kill and catch. But one of the great things about the great state of Wisconsin is even if you're not a hunter mm-hmm. or a fisher person, you can really, or an angler, you really can enjoy the outdoors of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And
hiking,
something this
camping.
Show has spawned is the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. And what that is... those of you who know me, anybody who knows me knows I work in the area of people with diverse abilities, and that's something very near and dear to my heart. And Robin Kennedy and the Kennedy clan and our 5 loyal listeners out in Oconomowoc are a big part of that. And I'm really excited to say my daughter Violet has become involved in helping set up the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. And what that is getting folks with disabilities into the outdoors. And the reason we're talking about it on the show is because we want everybody out there mm-hmm. of any ability.
We sure
and,
do.
Diverse abilities, other abilities, any abilities to understand that there is a place for them to enjoy the outdoors of Wisconsin. Yep. What do we got going, Violet?
Ooh. Yes, June 17th. Mr. Kazmierski over at Buck Rub is...
Otherwise known as Kaz.
Kaz, I was saying.
Sorry.
That's okay.
To me, Mr. Kazmierski is hosting us out at Buck Rub, and we're going to go shoot some bows.
Ooh.
Yes, so we're going to take some folks who have never had the opportunity to do archery and do some shooting.
I want to toss in June 17th. Yes. It's also my birthday.
No way.
Are you going to be joining us that day?
I think this is a good possibility.
We would love to have you stop by. However, if it is your birthday, I understand. I think people should get a pass on everything for their birthday.
Oh, weird.
Interesting.
Well, I do. But I'm doing a little work today. And
it's all right.
I'm having fun. I think, for me, I just wanted my family around with me today on my
We're
birthday.
Here.
So here they are. Violet, how many participants do we have so far for the Outdoor A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series?
So I am currently unaware of the RSVPs, but we are in the process of that. I've been working with Robin. She is on top of everything. I only hope
yeah.
to
yes.
be as on task as she is. But we are in communication as of right now, and I'll get you the final number.
Yeah,
but...
no, it's all good, but... One of the things that we talk about is that no matter what ability you have, a lot of people think, well, do I have to be strong to use archery equipment? Do I have to, be able to grip a certain thing a certain way? And what we're going to do, we're going to take people who may have some potential limitations and show them that there's such a wide variety of archery equipment that mm-hmm. is available that we're going to be able to utilize archery equipment and give people a new experience. So if you were out there and you are a person who has not experienced the outdoors or tried archery or tried an outdoor experience, please contact us. Contact us at the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. We'd love to have you be a part of what we do. You can meet Danielle Fairman, huge social media celebrity that she is. hang out with us for the day. And my daughter Ella Rose is here too. And Ella Rose, you are one of the most creative people I know. And you've got some ideas for potential outdoor adventure series, don't
Ooh.
You?
Honestly, this is applicable to anybody who wants to outdoor adventure in general. So growing up, one of my favorite memories was when my mom and dad would take me outside to look for little critters. And this is just another way to help and conserve the beautiful world of Wisconsin that we have. As everyone knows, hunters are some of the main conservationists And an amazing opportunity is to bring your family outside, go search for some milkweed, and find some monarch caterpillars, because this is a breed of butterfly, one of our pollinators, that is absolutely depleting. And if you want to, you know, help propagate and help build this breed, you can just bring a bunch of those milkweed plants from wherever. Bring them in. And grow them up and raise some butterflies.
And that is a great idea for an outdoor adventure series.
That's what I'm doing this year.
Seeking out bugs, butterflies. Let's do it together. You've been listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman.
Woo!
We love having you. We're on 18 stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. Join
Happy
us next week. Have a great
birthday.
Night.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media. Media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You are listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.